Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Mike Connor Jr. with the Marion County Libertarian Party as he talks about their caucus coming up on February 8th. Mike, I know coming up in February, just like the Marion County Democrats and just like the Marion County Republicans, caucusing is going to be a big thing here in Marion County and in Warren County, though. There's an opportunity for a third party, an opportunity for other people to get out there and voice their feelings as well when it comes to the caucuses. I guess take us through the Libertarian Caucus coming up in February.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Nathan. Again, my name is Mike Connor with the Libertarian Party of Iowa. In regards to the caucus itself, we are holding a caucus on February the 8th in Marion County. It's going to be at the Knoxville Public Library, Community Room A. That address is 213 East Montgomery Street here in Knoxville. We're also, as you mentioned, going to hold one in Warren as well. And we are going to make it available so that way anybody can come in. You can register on site. So if you're not currently a libertarian, this would be a great opportunity for you to come in, learn a little bit about the party, learn a little bit about what we are, what we do. We will be holding county elections as well for chair, co-chair, treasurer, secretary. So it's a great opportunity to get involved with your county party. If you're interested in a third party, this is a great opportunity to learn a little bit about what libertarianism is, just to give you an idea of what we are about. And at its core, it is truly about liberty and freedom, self-ownership, self-governance, private property. We want to look, make sure that you have your own freedoms in mind, that you're working for yourself. Obviously, we want to be able to assist the government in any way possible, but at the same time, we find that most individuals are better off when it comes to expressing their own liberty, their own freedom, making their own choices. Obviously, from a situation of a non-aggressive type situation, we do promote the non-aggressive principle. We want to make sure that we are doing what we can as a party to promote non-aggression, while at the same time to make sure that you have the right to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your property, and your own self-interests.
Give me your best sales pitch, if you would. If you're either a Republican or a Democrat, or you're in the middle, or you're undecided as to who you should vote for, or where you should be, or what you align with, why should people consider the Libertarian Party?
I think just having another option that's not as necessarily a hard partisan option is available. I think you'll find a lot of people hear the Libertarian Party and they think, oh, that's just a branch of the Republican Party, and it's not. We have views on issues that go across the political divide. It may be a small government party, but it's also a very self-interest and focusing on civil rights, civil justice. There's a number of issues that both Democrats and Republicans can agree on, and I think we're very much that middle ground where we're able to take a look into it and say, okay, I agree with them on this round, I agree with them on this area. You may not agree with us on everything, but we're also a very principled party. We're going to be consistent. We're not going to change our views, and we're very welcoming. And you may have differing views from a civil justice standpoint. You may have a differing views from a drug war standpoint, from a tax standpoint, but there's always going to be something there that I think everybody can at least understand and adapt to and get a feel for what we stand for. So I definitely recommend you at least take a look into the Libertarian Party as a third option. If you're not happy with the candidates that are out there right now, we have a number of great candidates. We have a convention that's going to be coming up at the end of February, the 28th, 29th, where we're going to have a presidential forum with, I believe at this point, 8 announced, or maybe additional ones that are going to be coming as well, but 8 announced presidential candidates that I think would be able to at least give you an idea of where we stand.
When it comes to the Libertarian Party here in Marion County as well as in Warren County, who can they contact? Say maybe they are not able to make it to the February 8th caucus and they want to still be involved. Who do they contact and where do they go?
You can go to lpia.org. That would be the Libertarian Party's primary site. From there, you can go into county affiliates and be able to take a look. I will say from a Marion County standpoint, we're actually not affiliated as of right now. This is something that we're going to be working on at our caucus, and that's what we're really excited about from a Marion County standpoint, is to build and grow our county party and become officially recognized by the state party. So that's something we're going to be doing on our end. Warren County as well, you believe they are currently affiliated. If you go to the lpia.org, you will be able to go onto the county affiliates and find their webpage. Obviously, Facebook is a great opportunity. We have a group on Facebook that you will be able to go to. It's facebook.com/groups/LibertyTalkMarion. That is the official Marion Libertarian Party of Marion County webpage. or group, welcome to join. We want anybody to come in, anybody who may show even a little bit of interest, come on in. Take a look and see what we're about.
Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about the Libertarian Party or the Libertarian Caucuses coming up on February 8th?
I just want to get as many people out there as possible to learn about libertarianism. I think it's an exciting opportunity for us to educate the populace about the party. That's one reason why we're doing both in-person and virtual, to be able to have that accessibility, make the party more accessible to the people, make the caucus more accessible and voting more accessible. So I think just trying to get out there to learn a little bit about us. Over the last couple of years, our party is the fastest growing party in the United States. Here in Iowa, it's grown 40% over the course of the last couple of years. And it's continuing to grow. And a lot of that is that accessibility, getting that information out. So come on out. It'd be a fantastic opportunity to learn about us. Even if you don't know a little bit, don't know a lot about it, you can go to the caucus. We also have three events that are coming up here in Marion County over the course of this next month. This coming Wednesday, the 15th, we have one at Knoxville Public Library, same community room. We're calling it our Liberty Talk series. We're doing one the following Wednesday in Pleasantville, and then on the 29th, that following Wednesday after that, we're having one in Pella as well. Both of those are at Smoky Row, one in Pleasantville, one in Pella. Everybody's invited to come out. It's from 6 to 8. Learn a little bit about, we're going to talk about the party, talk about local happenings, talk about the caucus, talk about the convention, and just get an idea of what libertarianism is.
Thanks to Mike Connor Jr. with the Libertarian Party of Marion County for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.